Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Come on, put your hands together if you know that it's already done. Shout hallelujah. I'm not feeling you. I said shout hallelujah. Amen. What a mighty God we say. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. God for the first Sunday. Yeah. What a blessing. Yeah. Yeah. You are a game changer. On the first Sunday of the year, I want to talk to you from my heart. This year is going to be a great year, but not to everybody. That's the sad thing. Not to everybody. It's going to be a great year for those who are going to position themselves and have God influence their life. Is somebody here? I want to touch on the subject called to influence. Called to influence. As I said, the word influence is so powerful to me. I mean, there's so much that God is unveiling to me. This morning, I just want to be simple and straightforward. I want to trust God that we would live here blessed than we came. Called to influence. You know our key scripture for the year, Matthew chapter number 5, the verse number 13 through to 16, says that ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. I pray that in this year, I will not be good for nothing. Amen. You seated here as a member of this commission will not be good for nothing. Amen. How would you feel when somebody look at your face and say you are good for nothing? In fact, it is the most piteous insult. Good for nothing. How dare you tell me I'm good for nothing? But that is what the word of God tells to anybody who is not living up to expectation. Anybody who is not living your dream or God ordained purpose, you are good for nothing. You are good for nothing. It is my prayer that no one among us will be said that he or she is good for nothing. That will not be our story. Your amen is sick. Am I talking to you? Or you want to be called good for nothing? But to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Not even one person. Men will trash you. They will walk on you. He said, men will do what? Men. Not man, oh, men. They will use you as a doormat. They will use you as what? I pray that this year, may you never be used as a doormat. Doormat. Good for nothing. You know how you enter into a room? You do that. That's what you'll be used. Doormat. You can have the best of Brazilian hair and Bolivian hairs, but you may be hot. Good for nothing. Nice. Look at your heel. Your dress. Your makeup is not in your outward appearance. Your makeup is not in your heart. Stop looking, making the outward good and inside terrible. Stop it. Stop it. If the outward is good but inside is terrible, you are. Nobody wants to relate with your Brazilian hair. Nobody wants to relate with your eyelashes. Nobody wants to relate with your shoe. It is what is in you that people want to relate with. Your compassion, your love, who you are in the inside. That's what people want to relate with. You wake up and you paint your face, thinking that people will love your painting. It is the love in the inside that is attracted to people. This year, may you never be good for nothing. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill can never be hidden. Know who you are. Know who you are. That is what the scripture says. Know who you are. When you are a light, you are not put under a bushel. When you are a light, you must bright for everybody to see. When you are a light, people must see you are light. Stop hiding. Stop hiding. Stop hiding. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Then the sister says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works. Ah, men are looking for people with light. People with light. This year, may you have light. Wow. Shout called to influence. Come on, louder than you know it. Speak it louder. Call to influence. Louder than I can feel it. Call to influence. Oh. Call to influence. We are living in the world of influence. We are living in the world of influence. This day are days of what? Influence. Everything about this world is about influence. Amen. And it takes influencers to rule the world. Now, influencers are the one reigning and they are the ones ruling. They are the people with the best cause, the most attractive outlook, and the most controversial opinions. We call them influencers. They sit on social media and start speaking their mind, and everybody is following them. Somebody will get a camera and put it on him and start insulting elders, leaders, and have a lot of followers who are doing same. We call them influencers. Just one word from one influencer can be the order of the day. And you see many people towing that line. They are the ones with tons of followers who get all the paid partnerships. Because they have a lot of followers, they are engaged to advertise and to sponsor programs and to make sure that events are run. But what if this morning I came to let you know that God has made you and I an influencer? Amen. Your amen is with. We are called as influencers. Influence, in simply terms, every day I'll be making a new definition. Influence, in simply terms, means affecting someone's character or behavior. Affecting someone's character or behavior. If we look to God, in Psalm number 34, the psalmist makes us to understand that looking to God, we are transformed. In other words, we are changed. We become more like Him. When we look to God, our face becomes radiant. And we are never ashamed. Looking unto Him, we are being transformed. We are changed from one image unto another, as by the Spirit of the living God. So when we come to Jesus and we look unto Him, we attain His image. We become more like Him. Praise God. We are influenced by God through His word. We are influenced by God based on the things He commands us to do. And as we are obedient in His word and in His commandment, we become more like Him. And the more we become more like Him, the more we are able to influence our world. The more we are able to change our environment. So every influence starts with what is influencing you. And I told you that influence can be both negative or positive. And it's either you are being influenced or someone is influencing your life. As children of God, we must come under the influence of the power of God through the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is influencing our lives, then we become an influence to our world. When Jesus came, He gave us commandments. He gave us Himself. He gave us His word. And He asked us to become influencers. And one of them is what we just read in Matthew chapter number 5. That ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the salt of the earth. The next verse says that ye are the light of the earth. The light of the world. So we have been called as salt. And we have been called as light. Influence. Matthew chapter 8, 28 verse 19 to 20. Matthew 28, 19 to 20, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all nations. In other words, go and influence. Go and influence. In John chapter 13, verse number 35, He says that by this everyone will know that you are My disciples if you love one another. So in loving one another, we become influence. We begin to influence people. Go and influence. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Says that therefore, ye are ambassadors for Christ. God is making His appeal through us. In other words, we have been called as influencers for Jesus Christ. The word ambassador means that become an influencer. 1 Peter chapter 2, the verse number 9, saying that ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Wow. Ye are a chosen generation. You are not just a mere person. You are called to be an influencer. This year, God says, you are not just a person. You are not just an entity. You are not just a personality. But there is something I have placed in you. There's something that I've made you. And that is to make you an influencer. Shout, I am a kingdom influencer. It is important for us to note that Jesus was the ultimate influencer in life. I told you that the greatest thing that could ever happen on earth and to humanity was Jesus coming to this world. When God became a man, God descended into a form of a man and lived among us. Jesus is the ultimate influencer. He's the ultimate influencer. The Bible says that when he came, even his own received him not. His own received him not. But as many that received him, to them he gave them what? Power to become sons of God. Jesus Christ was never even respected in his own town. He lived a life that nobody ever could relate. For almost 30 years, nobody had heard of him. And yet, the Bible says that out of Nazareth came a prophet. When there was a description about him in Acts chapter 10, verse number 38, he said how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word Nazareth is so important because there had never been anything good coming out of Nazareth. You know what Nathaniel said? Nothing good had come out of Nazareth. In fact, any prophet who arose from Nazareth never made it. Everybody that wanted to come out and become great in Nazareth never realized it. Are you here with me? Jesus was the only one who was born from Nazareth and ever became the greatest here on earth. Is somebody here with me? We saw Jesus when he started his ministry, an ordinary man from Nazareth. The Bible says he called 12 people to follow him. 12 people, say 12 people. So at that time, if he was on Instagram or on Facebook, he had 12 followers. Tell somebody 12 followers. Yes. But after 2,000 years. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? After 2,000 and so years, we have his followers spread through everywhere in the world, which you and I are part of it. Your army is sick. How many of you are the followers of Jesus Christ? You are a follower of Jesus Christ because he is the greatest influencer. There is no place where his name has not been mentioned. There is no song that has not been written about him. There is no book that has not been written about him. In fact, he has lived and will continue to live forever. Somebody shout for Jesus Christ. The greatest influencer. The greatest influencer. The greatest influencer. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, I was telling you that when you go on Instagram right now, the number one influencer or the person with the highest highest followers is C. Ronaldo. Over 533 million followers. 533 what? Million. It's not a small thing. Followers all over the world. Followed by the other one, Messi. Praise God. And on Wednesday, I was making an analogy. Who is C. Ronaldo? Who is Lionel Messi? All he does in life is to follow a ladder that is filled with air. All that he does. Are you here with me? Nobody can tell whether he is a Christian or he's not a Christian. But all we know of him is that he runs after a ladder ball. And yet he has over 533 million followers and keeps increasing as the day goes by. I hope some of you are his followers. Some of you are crazy about Messi and what? Ronaldo. To the extent that you make arguments, you fight about them. This one is the goat. He said, this one is the sheep. Abridgely. This one too is the pork. And you can imagine, you enter into a place and men of stature, men with all the senses will be fighting and be arguing about somebody called Ronaldo and Messi. Meanwhile, all that they do is to follow what? A leather ball. Your work is even important than what they do. The world will go on if football is not in place. Oh, am I talking to you? The world will still survive. The world will still make it. Are you with me? But yet, because they are called influencers, and because they manage to carry themselves in that capacity, they are able to influence people's decisions. Some of you go to my bed and things just to put your head and all your fortunes that Ronaldo will score, Messi will score. You are a fool. Am I talking to somebody here? We are talking about number one influencer, and his name is Jesus Christ. Look at you are even seated. If I had mentioned Ronaldo here, I know his fans would have been on their feet and they would start jumping the goat. I just mentioned the number one influencer and you are sitting down. You are just lifting up. Hey, you don't know. Tell somebody, Jesus is my number one influencer. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So here we are after 2,000 years. The church is alive. And there are billions of people who are still being influenced by the teaching of Jesus today. Listen. His pedigree cannot be compared. He has no size. He has no size. He has no size. Master, if you have lived long enough, you know that there have been many stars. Oh, there have been many stars. Even in Africa here, those times we have George Opunia. We have the Cameroonian guy, Roger Miller. Hey, Roger Miller. Yeah. You are young. You don't know. Roger Miller. Praise God. The one who died recently in Brazil. What's his name? Pele. We have stars, but all of them are nowhere to be found. But there's only one star. Whose impact? Oh, come on. Aya. He is the brightest morning star. Come on, is somebody here?
He alone is to be praised. Somebody shout for Jesus Christ. Shout with a voice
of triumph. So those times, those who followed Pele, those who followed Roger Miller, even in Ghana here, Abedi Pele. Now when you see Abedi Pele, you'll be miserable. Praise God. Yes. But thank God Jesus still living. What a blessing. So we are talking about the greatest influencer. Take your seat. And his name is Jesus Christ. So if we are called to influence for God's glory, then we must look at the ultimate influencer and see how he did it. If we have been called as influencers, then we must look at the greatest influencer on earth. If you want to be an influencer, look at the greatest influencer. The one who has made the greatest world impact, and how he did it. How he heard. How he heard. Come on. How he heard. How he did it. How he did it. How he did it. How many of us wants to become influencers this year? In your home, in your family, in your community, in your environment, anywhere you find yourself, you will bring positive change. In fact, you will change the narratives. Things will turn around because you are there. You are going to transform every situation for the better. God has called you to become influencers. But we cannot be unless we look at the greatest influencer. And who is that? Jesus Christ. How he did it. How he did it. When we are able to know how he did it, then we can also what? Do it. So this morning, I want to speak my heart to you that if anybody is going to stand out in life this year, you need to be like Jesus. So how did Jesus do it? How did Jesus do it? Number one, Jesus had relationship with God, his Father. He had a great and a solid relationship with God. Everything Jesus did flowed out of his relationship with God. In the beginning, God. You cannot be an influencer of God without your connectivity. You cannot influence others positively without your connection or your relationship with God. How? Jesus put relationship with God first in all things. He placed his fellowship with God first in all things and at all times. Jesus knew God. Not by hearsay, but he knew God as his Father. He related to God as his Father. Listen, it will be miserable for anybody here to know God as God. Those who call him as God are those who don't know him personally. For us, we don't call him God. We call him our Father. God is a God to those who don't know him. But to his children, we call him Father. He said that there is a spirit in us that cries out and say, Abba, Father. You cannot say you know God unless the Spirit of God dwells in you. And the Spirit of God that dwells in you makes you relate to God as your Father, not as God. God can be anything. But when you say he is your father, you are personal with him.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.